Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Arterius. How may I help you?
Yes, Arterius. I'm trying to put in the order for the Dyson vacuum from the CVS sweepstakes, and it's telling me insufficient funds on the card, and that's not true.
All right. So basically, you put like that dollar. It's like $1 to $5, $1 to $6 for that to win that Dyson, and you will be in a contest. In a contest entry, but if it's saying insufficient funds, then I wouldn't know why. Give me one second, please.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. This mm-hmm. what I can tell you, like on that sign up sheet when you're trying to win that Dyson, you just look in those terms and conditions and they'll tell you that you may be subject for other offers, and that could be why it's saying decline.
Well, no, it's like, you know, you complete the survey, and then, you know, after I did that, then it gave me the selection of the items that I wanted. So then, you know, I chose the Dyson and it asked me to put in the information for it. So
if you won, then they'll get to you in your email and tell you, hey, ma'am, we're going to be delivering that Dyson this day at this time. That's when you've won. But other than that, it's a contest entry, and they do monthly drawings at the beginning of each month.
So after I do, so I didn't have to put in any information for the Dyson or anything like that?
Yes, ma'am, you would. Have you used your card or anything?
Yeah, it wouldn't take my card. It was saying insufficient funds, and I know there are funds on the card. So.
All right, and that's what I'm thinking. It could be due to that. Look over those terms and conditions, and they'll tell you about other offers that may be trying to be billed to the account. So that could be what it is.
Okay, I'll look at that. Thank you.
All right, thank you for calling customer support. Good